Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 15th day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechti Yevamos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalad. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a person who marries his wife's sister by accident. Remember that marrying a wife's sister while the wife is alive is a prohibition. One of the arroyos, a very, very serious prohibition, and a child born of that relationship would be a mamza. Misha holcha ishta limdinasayam, person whose wife went overseas. Uvav armalai, they come and they tell the husband, Mesa ishtacha, your wife has died. Venasa esachaisa, and he married the sister of the wife, which you're allowed to do. That's the only time you can marry the sister of a wife if the wife dies. And then afterwards, shock horror, his wife comes back and was alive the whole time. Which means that the sister was absolutely prohibited to him and could not be married to him. Muteres lachzalai, says the Mishnah, his original wife, his wife is allowed to go back to him. Why? Because the kiddushin that her husband did on the sister is totally invalid, has no validity whatsoever. It's not a kiddushin. Kiddushin does not toifes, has no validity on an issa which is so grave as that, something that would be punishable by koras if it's done on purpose. For that reason, her marriage, inverted commas, is nothing more than just a, like having an affair and will not prohibit his wife to him. He can go back to his original wife. And we learn this from a pasuk, v'shachav ish oisa. When do we say that a woman can't go to a husband if a man sleeps with her, but not if her sister slept with her husband, as the case that we just had now? Hu mutar b'krovos shnia, says the Mishnah further, he is permitted to marry relatives of this second, inverted commas, second wife, wasn't really his wife, because she's not a wife. U shnia mutaris b'krovo. And similarly, shnia, this second wife, is permitted to marry to get married to his relatives. Why? Because there's no relationship. Their marriage that they had was null and void, absolutely. Now, this is if the wife was still alive. But what happens if the first wife actually did die? So then there is no more a prohibition on the sister. He's allowed to marry the sister. Mutabashnia. Then he's allowed to marry the sister, even though when he first married her, when he first lived with her, it was under prohibited circumstance. So what happened was, he lived with the sister. The sister came back overseas. They had to stop, obviously. But then his wife actually did die later on. He can marry the sister, even though the first time he lived with her, it was awesome. It was prohibited. Amrlo, they said to him, Mesa ishtacha. They said, your wife has died. And he married the sister, which he thought was fine, which you can do, as we said before, if the wife has died. Then they come and tell him, that, you know what, when you married her sister, she was still alive then. But she died afterwards. She died afterwards. So, says the Mishnah, what's the halacha now? Havlad harishoin, any child conceived from this second woman, while his wife, while his wife was still alive, mamzer, absolutely is a mamzer. Why? Because the prohibition of living with that sister was a chiyuv of koras, and a product of that relationship will be a mamzer. But if the child was conceived after the first wife died, v'ha'acharon ain't a mamzer, would not be a mamzer, would be kosher. Because as we said before, he's allowed to stay with the sister after the wife has died. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shepoisel al yidei acherim, poisel al yidei atzmai. Anyone who will disqualify a wife for others will disqualify for himself. V'chol she'enoi poisel al decherim. But a situation where he doesn't disqualify a wife for others, eino posel d'atzmai, he does not disqualify the wife for himself. What does this mean exactly? Well, the Gemara explains the following is the case. Reuven and Moshe, not related, Reuven and Moshe are married to two sisters, Leah and Rachel. Reuven, the older one, married to Leah. Moshe, married to Rachel. Leah and Moshe, each one of them happens to go overseas for a holiday. So Leah, the wife of Reuven, and Moshe, the brother of Rachel, each one went on a holiday. They went overseas. Then they come back. Not they come back. People come back and tell Reuven, tragedy, your wife has died. And your brother-in-law has died. Your wife's sister's husband has died as well. Moshe is dead and Rachel is dead. And Moshe and Leah have both died. So, who's left alive here? Reuven and Rachel. Rachel is the widow of Moshe. He gets up and he marries Rachel. He says, I'm going to marry you. My wife died. You are her sister. I can marry you. Then shock, horror. Oy vey. Leah and Moshe both arrive from overseas. They're absolutely alive. It was a mistake. What happens? Rabbi Yossi understood from the Tanakhama that in this situation, Rachel would be prohibited to go back to Moshe, her husband, and Leah is permitted to go back to Reuven, her husband. What's the case? The case is that whether Leah was actually the wife of Reuven, they actually lived together, or whether they she only had kiddushin from Reuven. In both cases, Rachel is definitely forbidden to go back to Moshe, her husband, because she got married to another man in between, or lived with another man in between. And that's the classic case of Isha Shalach Bal Din Sayam, a classic case of what we've been learning all the time, that if a woman whose husband went overseas and she thought and she heard that he died and she got married to another man, husband comes back alive, the halacha is she loses both men. She has to have an immediate divorce from her original husband, and she certainly can't stay with the second man that she was living with. That's no question about that. So Rachel is definitely oster to Moshe, her husband. Leah, however, is permitted to go back to Reuven, her husband, because, as we said before, if a woman's sister lived by mistake with a husband, that doesn't disqualify her. Right? Obviously, I have to stop living. Obviously, but the original wife can come back again. We learned that before. And that's how Rabbi Yossi understood the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi understood the Tanakhama that in both cases, whether Leah was properly married to Reuven and living together, whether they only had Kiddushin, in both cases, Rachel is definitely forbidden to go to Moshe, and Leah can go to Reuven. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says, no. Rabbi Yossi says, that's not the case. He says that Leah and Rachel will have the same din as far as going back to the husbands. But there will be a difference as to whether Leah was either Rusa or Reuven, she only had Kiddushin, or she was his wife. If she was the Arusa, she was only had Kiddushin from Reuven, then they're both prohibited to go back to the husbands. Both of them, unlike the Tanakhama. Why are they both also? Because it's possible to say that since there was only Kiddushin, Leah only had Kiddushin, it could well be that Reuven made a condition on that Kiddushin. A condition that was not fulfilled. So therefore, technically, Reuven's not married to Leah. And therefore, when Reuven now married Rachel, after he heard they all died, Moshe and Leah died, when Reuven made Rachel his sister, it was a proper marriage. After Moshe gave a divorce, Moshe would have had to give a divorce. And therefore, she would need a get from him, because otherwise people say, oh, look, an Ashish Ish is going out without a get. So, once Moshe has given Rachel a get, she becomes also to Moshe's husband. Why? Because otherwise, if he would be allowed to take her back, people will start saying, look, you can take back a divorced wife after she's been married in the meantime to someone else. Here in this case, Moshe is taking back Rachel, who had divorced, after she got married to Reuven. And people will think that maybe that was a proper marriage to Reuven, because Leah wasn't even married properly. It could have been there was a condition to the kedushin. Comes along now, Yerubiosin says, that just like Reuven disqualifies Rachel to Moshe because of the get that he had to give her, so too he puzzles Leah, his own Arusa, his own wife that he gave kedushin to, for himself, because she will be called Achos Gerushosai. She's called the sister of a woman he divorced. You cannot marry the sister of a woman who you divorced. That's if Leah only had kedushin from Reuven. But if Leah was the fully fledged wife, that means they were living together ready, the chuppah was already done. Now you can't say, oh, there was a tanai, there was a condition. And so, and everyone knows now that once Leah and Reuven have lived together, the fully fledged wife, they all know that Rachel is absolutely prohibited to Reuven. She's achas ishtei, as long as Leah's alive. And therefore they realize the whole marriage was just a complete mistake. There was no kedushin whatsoever. And if there's no kedushin whatsoever, Rachel wouldn't even need a get from Reuven. If she doesn't need even get Reuven, when her darling husband comes back from overseas, when Moshe comes back alive, she can go back to Moshe. And just like Reuven does not disqualify Rachel to Moshe, her husband, so he doesn't disqualify Leah to himself. It's a long explanation, but this is how the Gemara explains what Rabbi Yossi means. Wherever Reuven disqualifies someone for others, Reuven in the case where he disqualifies Leah for Moshe, in a case where she was just not his arusa and he had to give her a get, he also forbids his own wife, Alatzmai. But because she ain't a posel, where he doesn't disqualify a woman for others, i.e. where Leah was originally married to Reuven, so much so that there's not even a need to give a get to Rachel when he marries a get. It's a complete mistake. So because he doesn't passel her for Moshe, because now Rachel can go back to her husband, so too he doesn't ruin his own marriage. He can now take in a posel atzma, he can take Leah for himself. Quite a long explanation for a little words in the Mishnah. A classic example of where the Mishnah speaks very short and the Gemara expands. Mishnah Hay. Omrulay, they came and they tell Reuven, Mesa Ishtacha, they say your wife died. Leah, he's married to Leah, let's say, and Leah died. Venasachosa. So Reuven marries the sister, Rachel. But Rachel is a half sister. It's a sister me'aviyah from her father. Okay, he can do that, no problem. He thinks that Leah has died. Mesa, they now come and tell him, your second wife has died. Rachel, your wife has died as well. The Nosa Chosa Me'ima, he now marries her sister, but a different sister, a sister from the mother's side only. Let's call her Sarah. This is the third wife now, Sarah. First wife, Leah. Then Rachel, they're only sisters from the father. Third wife now, Sarah, who is a half sister of Rachel from mother's side, but Sarah is no relation to the first wife, to Leah. So we've got one, two, and three. Wife number three is not related at all to wife number one. Mesa, wife number three dies. At least that's what they tell him. He marries her sister. He marries Sarah's sister. Let's call her Rivka. But it's only a half-sister, Me'aviyah, from her father. She's a sister of Sarah, only from the father, not from the mother. Which means that this fourth woman, Rivka, is not related to wife one, Leah, and not related to wife two, Rachel, at all. Only related to wife three. She's a half-sister of wife three. Mesa. They come and tell her, your fourth wife's died. Rivka's dead. So he marries a fifth woman. He marries her sister, Chana. Again, Me'ima, only a half-sister from the mother's side. Well, if that's the case, this fifth woman, woman, wife number five, Chana, is not related to the first three. Absolutely not related to Leah, wife number one, not to Rachel, wife number two, nor to Sarah, wife number three. She's only related to wife number four, a half-sister. She's a half-sister of Rivka. Now, after all of these five wives that he married, and he's now married only to the last one, to Chana, then they come and they tell him it was all a mistake. They're all alive. All the wives were alive. V'nimtzu kulon keyamos. Everything was shakar, all the rumors, all the reports that he had, that he relied on to marry the sisters, are all false. So, what happens now? Which ones is he allowed to stay married to? Remember that you could marry more than one wife, but who's he allowed to stay married to? Who are not considered sisters of each other? Well, it's pretty easy. As the Mishnah says, mutav arishona, bashlishis, uvachamishis. He's allowed to stay married to wife number one, wife number three, who is not related to wife number one, and wife number five. He can stay married to Leah, to Sarah and Chana. They're not related. And even though Sarah was the sister of Rachel, and he lived with Rachel, but we say that the kiddushim of Rachel is nothing. It has no validity whatsoever because she's the sister of Leah. Wife number two is not really wife number two. It's not no valid. Wife number four, similarly, Rivka, is nothing. Is also permitted because it was as nos. It's not because she was sister of Sarah. So the only three wives that he can stay with are wife number one, three, and five. Ufotres tzorosehen. And furthermore, if Reuben dies without any children, then the Yavam, his brother, only has to take one of those three. One of either wife number one, three, or five, because they're the only three valid wives that he's got. And once he does Yibum or Chalitza to one of them, the others don't need any more done and nothing done. The other two don't need anything. However, the Osur Reuven is forbidden. Bashnia is forbidden to marry the second, or to stay with the second wife, that's Rachel, who was, because she was the sister of Leah. Or Varis, and she's also a wife number four. Wife number two and four are out of bounds for him. Wife number two, because it's the sister of Rachel, it's the sister of Leah, his first wife. And wife number four, Rivka, because it's the sister of Sarah. Ve'ein bias achas men peteres rasa. And if Reuben dies without any children, and his brother, Reuben's brother, comes along and says, I think I'm going to do Yibum to Rachel, to your second wife, or to your fourth wife, Rivka, says the Mishnah, it does nothing. It doesn't exempt the other ones, the other wives, because these two, wife number two and four, are not his wives. They're not valid wives, and they don't even need Yibum. So if his brother does Yibum to them, it's of no validity. Now the Mishnah turns to a case. What happens if the one report was true? Which one? The first wife. When they reported about the first wife, Leah, that she died, that was true. All the rest were false. Which means he married Rachel after the death of Leah, appropriately, because Rachel was the second wife, wife number two. That is the true wife. Therefore, Mutabashnia, he's allowed to take Rachel because Rachel was married after the death of his wife Leah, and it was true. Or Varvis, he's allowed to take the fourth wife, Rivka. This is exactly the opposite. It's almost like the mirror image, but it's the opposite of the other case, of the first case. Here, he's allowed to take wife number four. Why? Because this wife number three, Sarah, was just having an affair. Why? Because Sarah was the half-sister of Rachel. And since Sarah was a half-sister of Rachel, and Rachel was a genuine wife, wife number two, wife number three now becomes invalid. What about number four? Number four is fine. Number four is not related at all to number two. So they're the only ones he can stay married to, number two and four. Or Phoetra is Sarasain. And if Reuben dies without children, and his brother comes along and does Yibum to wife number two or four, to Rachel or Rivka, that's fine. Potros or Sen, the others don't need anything done to them. That's fine. Because they're the only genuine wives. So, if he does it to, if he gives Yibum to Rachel, it'll exempt Rivka. If he does it to Rivka, it'll exempt Rachel. One of those two, he has to Yibum, and that's all. The Osur, but in that case, Reuven would be prohibited, Bashlishis. He would not be allowed to marry the third, or stay married to the third one, that is to Sarah. Because she's the sister of Rachel. Or Vachamishis, nor can he marry the fifth one, stay married to the fifth one, which is Chanah, because she's the sister of Rivka. And the only valid wives are wives number 2 and 4. So therefore 3 and 5 get out of the picture. They can't be married to them. They're sisters. That's Achas Isha. The Ein Bias Achas Mehen Pateres Rasa. And the Bia of neither of them will help to put it, to exempt the other wife. Meaning, if Reuven died without children, and his brother comes along and says, I'm doing Yibum to Sarah, to wife number 3. Or I'm doing Yibum to wife number 5, Chanah, says the Mishnah, it won't do anything to exempt wife number 2 and 4, Rachel and Rivka, at all. Why? Because these two, the wife number 3 and 5, are not the wives of Reuven. They're the sisters of his existing wives. They were never a wife. And therefore, since they never had a case of Yibum, they were never required to be Yibum. For that reason, if Yibum is done, it has no effect whatsoever, and the others will still need that his wife number 2 and 4.